Whatever details President Bush announces for Iraq next week, he'll be handing command to a pair of new leaders. Central Command oversees the military efforts in both Iraq and Afghanistan. Army General John Abzaid has been in charge since the war in Iraq started. He is resigning. Word is he'll be replaced by a Navy Admiral, William Fallon. And the ground commander of the war in Iraq, General George Casey, is also leaving. His replacement, reportedly, is Army Lieutenant General David Petraeus. Gina Cavallaro is writing this story for the Army Times. Gina, give us a background on General Petraeus, can you?
Yes, Alex. General Petraeus is one of those rising stars. I think he's headed to be about at the top. These stars seem to stick to him wherever he goes. He is known as a strong leader of men, but also a pragmatic individual who led the 101st Airborne Division in Mosul in 2003 until the beginning of 2004, having wide success and taking a lot of initiatives out ahead of the coalition provisional authority that was put in place at the time. He's a dynamic guy with a lot of combat experience. He even got shot one time in a training accident at Fort Campbell, and so he's known as a tough guy. He remembers people's names. He's a very approachable guy and not afraid to use the force he has to use, but he knows how to approach the Iraqi situation, has from the beginning.
In fact, he is one of the principal authors, I think, of this new Army manual on counterinsurgency. It came out just about a month ago, and this is sort of the document that explains how to fight wars like the war in Iraq.
The counterinsurgency field manual was put together under his command of the Combined Arms Center at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. It embodies a lot of the principles that he went to Iraq with back in 2003. He understood that you had to embrace the local population, bring them over to your side, make them feel secure, give them jobs, and gain their trust so that soldiers can get information from them. It's got more information on intelligence gathering and information specific to Al-Qaeda, and more information for soldiers about the ethnic and religious differences in Iraq. It's something that he, as I said, really understood from the beginning.
So how do you think things might change for soldiers in Iraq, for people who are serving in the military, if General Petraeus is the commander? And how might the overall strategy and goals of the administration better be realized?
The troops will probably be looking closely at their new commander. They tend to just do what they're told, actually.
And how about the second part of that question? How might General Petraeus better realize the goals of the Bush administration?
I think General Petraeus, because of his pragmatic style and his proven record in Iraq when he was in Mosul with the 101st Airborne Division, he's got a little bit of everything that someone in that position might need to have a well-rounded approach to what needs to be done.
You know, Gina, I've read parts of this field manual on counterinsurgency, and one observation that I would take away from it is that if you implement the ideas that are in there, things might be more dangerous for American troops, because one of the suggestions is take people out of these large bases, put them in neighborhoods and communities in smaller units. They're going to be more vulnerable.
It is more dangerous, and it's just remains to be seen if that would put the soldiers in more danger or if it would have the effect of bringing the population closer to what they'd like to do.
Gina Cavallaro, a reporter for the Army Times. Gina, thank you.
Thank you.